stage by stage process. This is the first stage. It is coming to a close. 52 sessions. One for every week of your year in the time that you have created. Your awareness is ending of stage one, of which there is only one. It is infinite. It never ends. The cycle continues, but with your interpretation of time, you can separate stage by stage. You have learned a lot. You are starting to apply what you have learned. It is necessary for you to do this. Your application will force more changes in your life, in your illusion. You are at a specific point, position within the sphere. You are at a correct position on the sphere. This point, this position you have chosen. You have chosen to be here at this time, in what you call time. And it is correct. The journey is infinite, so therefore it has no end in what you call time. It has only one moment, and position within one moment is important, and your position is correct. You will continue. You will continue on your journey, and you will become more aware, more knowing, as you know thyself. You will know more, and to know thyself, you must experience more. You are remembering now. True consciousness knows self. It is aware of self. It is true to say that the physical world you have chosen to be a part of within the time you choose to remember, of which there is no time. It is true to say that there is a vast energy differential within the world you are in. But I have told you before, it will rebalance. It has no choice. The forced change will come through the mass of negative energy it has produced. And through the production of the negative energy will transpire positive energy. Again, it is a natural process, and it is occurring right now, within this world you choose to remember. So, this is why I tell you, it is no concern for you or your journey. It is different for others. So, you move forward, your words forward. It is not forward. It is one, the same moment. But you become more aware within this moment. You are becoming more aware within one moment. Your position is correct. The reason that one can change all is because all is one. You must remember this. There is no differential between one and all. It is the same thing. It is one consciousness, one form, one moment, one time. Only one. You're getting less confused. You are not allowing so much your conditioning to interfere with your journey. This is correct. Although it is also a natural process that you will revert back to your condition. But to rationalize and to understand that this is only conditioning is necessary. You cannot remove conditioning. It is impossible. But you can recognize what it is. You can apply it in a different way. You are applying it in a different way through the recognition that it exists within self. It is what you created. And you created it for a specific reason. This is the uniformed pattern that I always talk about to you. No coincidences. A reason for the existence of all, of one. There will come a point, a position, where you no longer have to analyze. You no longer have to compare or rationalize. Will come a position within self where you will know. You will no longer use the manipulative words that you have created within your conditioning. It will not be necessary. Your process will be initiated purely through your emotions, your frequencies. Your creations will be produced through your emotions and your frequencies. Your communication will be directed through emotion, frequency, energy. You are a pure form of energy. This is what you are. Things that you hold and treasure as important within the conditioned physical life that you have chosen to exist within, you will soon learn are insignificant and unimportant. Your already have this knowledge within you. You are merely awakening it. It is beyond your ability to understand this at this moment, but you will. Remember, you chose this moment you are in. You chose to focus on this moment you are in for a specific reason. You chose to be at this position within this moment for a specific reason. You are at the beginning of your journey of awareness, your journey of light, your journey of positive. You are at the very beginning. And it is an amazing journey for you. It is what you always thought it would be. It is the understanding of everything. It is your desire to know. It has always been your desire to know, and you will. This within you will not be suppressed. It will not be trapped within. It will explode from within outwardly. You will not allow it to imprison you. It is your awareness that is setting you free, that is giving you your free will. It is your awareness that is doing this. You are protected. You are protected from the pure energy of the Source, as all are protected, but they do not know this. They do not understand it. It is the same. It is one. It is you. It is us, it is all, it is one. The love from the Source, not your interpretation of love, but the love from the Source encompasses all and every. It is pure, it is unconditional. Unlike your conditioned love that you have created yourself, the love from the Source has no boundaries, restrictions, no rules, no regulations. It is unconditional love of pure energy. This is you. This is what you must project to others. This is true love. Yet again, another word that you throw out has no room. real meaning, love. Another created, illusional word that has many meanings and no precise meaning. There are no conditions attached to love. There is no contract. It is impossible to destroy energy. It merely forms into a different kind of energy. It is impossible to take out what is within, is a one within, because this is the essence of what you are. Without existence of this, you are not, and you are. So it is ridiculous to suggest that anything can be removed in the form of energy from yourself. It can be a different form of energy. Consciousness can be all forms of energy. Consciousness is all forms. Only one form of energy. Nothing can be removed. It can change. Work in the positive. Work in the light. Work in the light of the energy from the source. This